You're listening to Cross the Border. My name is Nicholas. My website is crosstheborder.org. And take advantage of the resources there. I have several Bible studies online. Email me requests, comments, challenges, a kind word. It's all appreciated. I would like to hear from you. crosstheborder.org. Okay, we're in Numbers chapter 27 and verse 1. Then came the daughters of Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, the son of Gilead, the son of Maker, the son of Manasseh, of the family of Manasseh, the son of Joseph. And these are the names of the daughters: Mahla, Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. And they stood before Moses, and before Eleazar the priest, and before the princes of all the congregation by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, saying, "Our father died in the wilderness, and he was not in the company of them that gathered themselves together against Yahuwah in the company of Korah, but died in his own sin, and had no sons. Why should the name of our father be done away from among his family, because he hath no son? Give unto us therefore a possession among the brethren of our father." And Moses brought their cause before Yahuwah. And Yahuwah spoke unto Moses, saying, "The daughters of Zelophehad speak right. Thou shalt surely give them a possession of an inheritance among their father's brethren, and thou shalt cause the inheritance of their father to pass unto them. And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, If a man die and have no son, then you shall cause an inheritance to pass unto his daughter. But if you have no daughter, then you shall give his inheritance to his brethren. But if you have no brethren, you shall give his inheritance to his father's brethren. And if his father have no brethren, then you shall give his inheritance unto his kinsman that is next to him of his family, and he shall possess it, and it shall be unto the children of Israel a statute and a judgment, as Yahuwah has commanded Moses." And you can see that our Heavenly Father did not want anyone to be homeless or without a land. Because if a man had land, and as expressed here, but he had no sons, where would his daughters go? Being that they had no husbands yet, but they would be vagabonds. So, there you have it. Numbers 27 and verse 12. And Yahuwah said unto Moses, "Get thee up into this mount Abarim, and see the land which I have given unto the children of Israel. And when you have seen it, thou also shalt be gathered unto thy people, as Aaron thy brother was gathered." And so, well, what a thing to, go up into a mountain, and there you're going to be gathered unto your people. In other words, you're going to die. You're going to leave. Your mortal existence is over with. And he says, "For you rebelled against my commandment in the desert of Zin, in the strife of the congregation, to sanctify me at the water before their eyes. That is the water of Meribah in Kadesh in the wilderness of Zin." And Moses spoke unto Yahuwah, saying, "Let Yahuwah, the God of the spirits of all flesh, set a man over the congregation." And here Moses, to the end, concerned about the people. Here's a man who had a great love for his brethren. He certainly lived up to the commandment, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Do unto your brother as you would have him do unto you." Yes, certainly one of the great attributes of Moses was his love for the people. And he's not worried about dying, but he says he's worried about the people. His concern is for them. And he says, "Let Yahuwah, the God, the Elohim of the spirits of all flesh, set a man over the congregation, which may go out before them, and which may go in before them, which may lead them out, and which may bring them in, that the congregation of Yahuwah be not as sheep which have no shepherd. And Yahuwah said unto Moses, Take thee Joshua, the son of Nun, a man in whom the Spirit is the Spirit, and lay thy hand upon him, and set him before Eleazar the priest, and before all the congregation, and give him a charge in their sight. And thou shalt put some of thine honor upon him, that all the congregation of the children of Israel may be obedient. And he shall stand before Eleazar the priest, and shall ask counsel for him after the judgment of Urim before Yahuwah. At his word they shall go out, and at his word they shall come in, both he and all the children of Israel with him, even all the congregation. And Moses did as Yahuwah commanded him. And he took Joshua, and set him before Eleazar the priest, and before all the congregation. And he laid his hands upon him, and gave him a charge, as Yahuwah commanded by the hand of Moses. Chapter 28. And Yahuwah spoke unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel, and say unto them, My offering and my bread for my sacrifices made by fire for a sweet savor unto me, you shall observe to offer unto me in their due season. And you shall say unto them, This is the offering made by fire which you shall offer unto Yahuwah, two lambs of the first year, without spot, day by day, for a continual burnt offering. The one lamb thou shalt offer in the morning, and the other lamb shalt thou offer in the even. And a tenth part of the ephah flour for a meat offering, mingled with a fourth part of a hin of beaten oil. It is a continual burnt offering, which was offered in Mount Sinai for a sweet savor, a sacrifice made by fire unto Yahuwah. And the drink offering thereof shall be the fourth part of a hin. For the one lamb, in the holy place thou shalt cause the strong wine to be poured unto Yahuwah for a drink offering, and the other lamb shalt thou offer at evening as a meat offering of the morning, and as a drink offering thereof thou shalt offer it, a sacrifice made by fire, a savor unto Yahuwah. And on the Sabbath day two lambs of the first year, without spot, two tenths deal of flour, and a meat offering mingled with oil, and a drink offering thereof. This is the burnt offering of every Sabbath beside the continual burnt offering and his drink offering. And in the beginning of your months, in the beginnings of your months, you shall offer a burnt offering unto Yahuwah. And so this would be the new moon, the beginning of your months. Two young bullocks, one ram, seven lambs of the first year without spot, and three-tenths deal of flour, and a meat offering mingled with oil for one bullock, and two-tenths deals of flour for a meat offering mingled with oil for one ram, and several-tenths deal of flour mingled with oil for a meat offering unto one lamb for a burnt offering of a sweet savor, a sacrifice made by fire unto Yahuwah. And a drink offering shall be a half a hin of wine, and unto a bullock, and a third part of him unto a ram, and a fourth part of a hin unto a lamb. This is the burnt offering of every month throughout the months of the year. So this is the beginning of the month, which would be the new moon. And one kid of the goats for a sin offering unto Yahuwah shall be offered beside the continual burnt offering and his drink offering. And in the 14th day of the first month is the Passover of Yahuwah, and in the 15th day of the month is the feast. 7 days shall unleavened bread be eaten. In the first day thou shall be a holy convocation. You shall do no manner of servile work therein. But you shall offer a sacrifice made by fire for a burnt offering unto Yahuwah, 2 young bullocks and 1 ram and 7 lambs of the first year. They shall be unto you without blemish. And their meat offering you shall be a fine flour mingled with oil, 3/10 deals you shall offer for a bullock, 2/10 deals for a ram, and several 10th deal thou shalt offer for every lamb throughout the 7 lambs, and 1 goat for a sin offering to make atonement for you. You shall offer these beside the burnt offering in the morning, which is for a continual burnt offering. After this manner you shall offer the daily throughout the 7 days, so that's the daily sacrifice, and the meat of the sacrifice made by fire of a sweet savor unto Yahuwah. It shall be offered beside the continual burnt offering and his drink offering. On the 7th day you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work. Also in the day of the first fruits, when you bring the new meat offering unto Yahuwah after your weeks, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work. But you shall offer the burnt offering for a sweet savor unto you, 2 young bullocks, 1 ram, 7 lambs for the first year, of the first year. Their meat offering of fine flour mingled with oil, 3/10 deals unto 1 bullock, and 2/10 deals unto 1 ram, several 10th deal unto 1 lamb throughout the 7 lambs, and 1 kid of the goats to make an atonement for you. You shall offer beside the continual burnt offering and his meat offering, they shall be unto you without blemish, and their drink offerings. So getting final instructions, and much of this instruction is repetition for the continual offering when they set up the tabernacle in the land where they're going. And it says in the 7th month, and is you'll notice this is being repeated again, in the 7th month, on the first day of the month, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work. It is a day of blowing the trumpets unto you. So you have the new moon day, the first day of the month is, I would say, the Feast of Trumpets. And you shall offer a burnt offering, because they have the blowing of trumpets, I'm assuming that is what is called the Feast of Trumpets. And you shall offer a burnt offering for sweet savor unto Yahuwah, 1 young bullock for 1 ram, 7 lambs of the first year without blemish, and their meat offering you shall be flour mingled with oil, 3/10 deals for a bullock, and 2/10, 1/10 deal for a lamb throughout the 7 lambs, 1 kid. And of course we're talking about the daily again when we say the 7 lambs. Beside the burnt offering of the month, and his meat offering, the daily burnt offering. So you have the burnt offering of the month too, which would be the new moon day of each month. And you shall have on the 10th day of the 7th month a holy convocation. You shall afflict your souls, and this is a day of fasting. You shall not do any work therein, but you shall offer a burnt offering unto Yahuwah for a sweet savor, 1 young bullock, 1 ram, and 7 lambs of the first year. They shall be unto you without blemish, and their meat offering shall be flour mingled with oil, 3/10 deal to a bullock, several 10th deal for a lamb, and 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering beside the sin offering of the atonement and a continual burnt offering of the meat offering of it, and their drink offering. And on the 15th day of the 7th month, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work. You shall keep a feast unto Yahuwah 7 days. And you shall offer a burnt offering of a sacrifice made by fire, sweet savor unto Yahuwah, 13 young bullocks, 2 rams, 14 lambs of the first year. They shall be without blemish. And their meat offering shall be flour mingled with oil, 3/10 deals unto every bullock, and 13 bullocks, 2/10 deals to each ram of the 2 rams, and several 10th deal for each lamb of the 14 lambs, and 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering beside the continual burnt offering, his meat offering, and his drink offering. And on the 2nd day, you shall 12 young bullocks, 2 rams, 14 lambs of the first year without spot, and their meat, and 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering, beside the continual burnt offering. And on the third day, 11 bullocks, 2 rams, 14 lambs of the first year without blemish, and their meat offering and their drink offering for the bullocks, for the burnt, for the rams and for the lambs, it shall be according to their number after the manner, and 1 goat for a sin offering beside the continual burnt offering. And, you know, something is coming to my remembrance, and that is putting an end to the daily, now that we understand what the daily sacrifice was. And what, and it reminds me of some of the futurism prophecy, and I have enough time perhaps to close with this today. I'm getting a little tongue-tied here in the repetition and all of the details of the offerings of the tabernacle, which the children of Israel were to perform throughout their generations, certainly which they learned to perform in the wilderness, and now they're receiving the instruction again before going into the land. But there is a phrase in prophecy about putting an end to the daily, and of course that is to the daily sacrifice. And so you have the futurist Ribera prophecy that has been fully embraced by the evangelicals, Protestant church of today. And this is that Daniel's 70th week has been juxtaposed, and of course in the middle of the week he shall confirm the covenant with many. Well, of course we know, if you have, if you read the scripture and you don't read these prophecy books, just read the scripture itself, and you'll find that there is no authority for juxtaposing the Daniel 70th week out into the future and building this fantasy around this Antichrist character who's supposed to come up, and this great 7-year tribulation period, which is founded upon the juxtaposition of Daniel 70th week out in the future. And they say in the middle of the week, he's going to put an end to the daily. Well, that means that now we have to rebuild the temple, we have to find the red heifer, and plus that, then we have to have the daily sacrifice, which is what we're reading here as we're going through it. And perhaps that's the reason we're going through this, so that we can understand what really is going on. Well, I know what put an end to the daily sacrifice. I know what put an end to the daily. When he said it was finished, and the veil in the temple was rent from top to bottom, that put an end to the daily sacrifice. Because with that veil being rent, they could not do the daily until they repaired it. And even if they repaired it, and then they picked up where they left off, you know, the question had to be, how did it get rent? Only the Almighty, Yahuwah, the God of Israel, could have rent that veil from top to bottom in the temple. And he did. And that signified an end to the daily sacrifice. So he put an end because he was the spotless Lamb of God. He took up the place of the daily sacrifice of the Lamb for their sin. And that was twice daily, once in the morning and once in the evening. He put an end to the daily sacrifice because there was no longer any need. No temple needs to be rebuilt in Jerusalem. They don't have to start sacrificing animals. And anyone who takes part in this folly is taking part in an abomination. When he said it is finished, and the veil was rent in the temple from top to bottom, he put an end to the daily sacrifice. There was no longer any need for the continual offering of the blood of bulls and goats and lambs. Read it for yourself in the book of Hebrews. He fulfilled. He said, I didn't come to destroy the law, I came to fulfill. And when he said it was finished, he put an end to the daily, and the desolation that was determined came with a flood in 70 AD. And that's what it's all about. So don't fall for this fantasy that was created by the Jesuit priest Ribera, or the opposing view by Alcazar, that hyper-preterist view that all prophecy was fulfilled in 70 AD, and that that whoever was the Antichrist back then, and somehow the resurrection already happened. Sorry, you missed it. Oh, that's just this just terrible. It's no wonder that's even worse than the futurists. How anybody could believe that fantasy, I don't know. But both of those sprang as alternate theories of prophecy to take the onus off of Rome and off of the Vatican as being the seat of the Antichrist. All of the reformers knew it and historically believed it for many years until these other views took hold. And how did these other views take hold? Well, you have to ask yourself, who has the greatest influence in writing the curriculum and determining what is taught in the seminaries? And I believe you can go to the Jesuit universities such as Loyola, and I don't know whether there are a couple dozen throughout the United States. And there's a lot of Protestants going to these universities, and they don't even question, who was Loyola? Well, he was the father of the Jesuits, basically. And if you have Rome controlling, you know, it's so simple. Now I see it. Whereas before I didn't. I had friends 20, 30 years ago going off to Loyola. You know, good Protestant boys going off to be indoctrinated and being swayed by Jesuit teaching to ignore history, to ignore the truth that the reformers did hold. Yes, well, it's time for restoration and to hold on to that which is good and to let go of that which is not good. That's all we have time for today. Visit my website, crosstheborder.org. I would like to hear from you. Find the email link there, and please email me.